This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Selamat tengah hari. Anda sedang mendengar edisi khas rancangan The Daily Digest, sempena Hari Bahasa Ibunda Sedunia. Saya Sharmila Ganesan dan bersama saya Juliet Jacobs dan Tina Camellia. Okay guys, that's about as much effort as I can make for that. The reason for that Bahasa Malaysia introduction is that we are celebrating International Mother Language Day today. And we have some special stories lined up and perhaps a few more bursts of languages. So here are what we have for you today.
Yeah, so how did this day come about in the first place? We've got a very handy Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segment to fill you in.
And Ini Kalilah Bosku, how two Sabahan expressions became political slogans.
And then we speak to an author and creative writing educator, and she shares with us her first experience translating fiction from Tamil to English.
And of course, that means that on social media, our Twitter poll is asking you, do you speak your mother languages regularly? Your three options are yes, no, or I'm trying to. You can join the conversation today by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us with your thoughts at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 7733-2900.
But before we get to our first story, here are the Bee Gees with Words.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Lei ho.
Hai, kaise ho? Aur kya kar rahe ho?
Apa kabar? Selamat tengah hari.
Sawadee khap.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Hello, kalai wanakam. Ellarum eppadi irukkeenga? Saaptingla? So, innikku neenga enna nenik seiringa? Ella nallabadiya ponu. So, enjoy pannunga.
Ni hao.
Bonjour, je voudrais vous souhaiter une très très bonne journée.
Hello, ni hao mao, c'est Pao Men.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with Juliet Jacobs and Tina Camellia. In case you were wondering, it is International Mother Language Day, hence why we had all those greetings put together for you. And we do have for you a special lineup of stories on the subject. Juliet, I believe you're kicking things off with a primer.
Yes, exactly. So yes, it is International Mother Language Day today, a day that celebrates multilingualism and also cultural diversity. So basically, we're wondering, you know, how and why was this particular date, the 21st of February, chosen? So here's our little Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segment. So when Pakistan was formed in 1947, it was culturally divided into two distinct parts, the East and the West. And a year later, the people of West Pakistan declared Urdu as the national language of Pakistan, resulting in numerous protests from their Bengali-speaking neighbors to the East. So it was on February 21st, 1952, that students from the University of Dhaka in Bangladesh marched in protest over the years of denial they faced from the government. And sadly, during the march, police were ordered to open fire on the students, sadly killing many of them. And this eventually led to Pakistan adding Bengali as the as one of the national languages in 1956. And East Pakistan declared its independence and became Bangladesh in 1971 with Bengali as their official language.
So according to UNESCO, Bengali is the only language that people have sacrificed their lives for. So fast forward to November 17th, 1999, UNESCO declared February 21st, the day that the protests began, as International Mother Language Day, to encourage multilingualism and to bring awareness to languages that were on the path to extinction.
And this year, the theme is Indigenous Languages as a Factor in Development, Peace and Reconciliation, since 2019 is also the International Year of Indigenous Languages. There are some 6,000 to 7,000 languages in the world today. About 97% of the world's population speaks only 4% of these languages, while only 3% of the world speak 96% of all remaining languages. A great majority of those languages spoken mainly by Indigenous peoples will continue to disappear at an alarming rate.
Yeah, so what do we actually do when a language dies? I was watching some documentaries and one particularly caught my attention. It's here's Bob Holman. He's actually an American poet and a poetry activist. He's mostly known or closely identified with oral tradition. And he was part of this very interesting documentary film called Language Matters. So here he is answering that question.
Every language has poetry, although it's very different from culture to culture. And as I began to learn about how these languages are disappearing, that kind of poetry is also going. The entire inner life of a people is disappearing when their language vanishes. Each of these languages holds a little piece of information, or a lot of information, can hold information about medicines and health, can hold information about the constellations in the sky, and that's an information that if you lose the language, you lose that connection with that place, with that way of thinking, with tens of thousands of years of that language's lineage.
Yeah, and another thing that was brought up in this documentary, I mean, one of the interviewers asked, Bob, you know, what about that argument that if we all spoke the same language, you know, if we all understood each other, wouldn't that promote more understanding in the world as such? And you know, this is what Bob had to say.
Well, I love that argument, and it makes so much sense until you understand what understanding is. You know, language is much more than communication. When we talk about it on the surface, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But language is the way we think, and it's a way it's been handed down through generations. If you begin to think in another language, that's fine. But if you have to lose the way that your family has been speaking, that's not so fine. That's losing who you are. And when we lose who we are, that's when we become this homogenized consumer of life, rather than a citizen who comes from a place and knows who you are.
Yeah, so, you know, all of this got me thinking. I've been reading a lot of articles, and increasingly I'm seeing headlines of, Americans or British people, or I mean people in Europe, you know, yelling at others for speaking anything other than English.
Right. Yeah. Speak English. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're like, you know, you're here, speak English. I was reading an article in The Guardian, you know, a woman was kicked out of Florida UPS for speaking Spanish, and an adult physically attacked a legal South American immigrant, including their child, at a Canadian mall. And I think a lot of us know about that very famous lawyer, some very rich Manhattan lawyer, Aaron Schlossberg, who, you know, yelled at some young workers at a deli who dared to speak Spanish to one another, by the way, but in his presence. It's mind-boggling that, you know, people are so entitled and they think that English is the only language that they can speak.
No, I do think that language, especially English for many of us post-colonial nations, becomes a way almost to associate superiority and intelligence. And certainly growing up here, in school, I was always complimented for my English, right? And,
yes.
And this is not something that, of course, as a kid, you feel great about it. But as I've grown older, I realize that it's very easy to have good language, because for me, English is almost my first language. It was
same here.
I learned it the same time as Tamil when I was a baby. So I'm no more impressive than the Thai person who can speak Thai, you know, or the Malay person who can speak Malay, because it's the language you were raised with. It does not make you any smarter. Yeah. Neither does knowing English make you any smarter than anyone else who doesn't speak English, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was in school, and because I grew up in an English-speaking household, because they come from different ethnicities, English was their common language. So I was brought up speaking not perfect English, because English wasn't their first language. Mm. It was just a common language. But I remember a friend telling me that, oh, you're going to get A for your SPM for English, isn't it? Because you speak English. At home, then I said, well, that means then all our Malay friends are going to get A for their BM, but that's not, you know,
necessarily the case.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, English does not equate to being, you know, speaking English does not equate to being smart.
And I found that what Bob Holman was saying really interesting about this, the ideas that are lost when a language is lost.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, we get all of these memes where, you know, they talk about how, you know, Japanese has words for concepts that are so specific, and how countries that are perhaps, I think it is Inuit, has words for things that are related to snow and to the weather that are so specific, because in their culture, it's such a big part of their life. And when these languages, you know, not Japanese perhaps, but when languages are lost, we actually lose such a different way of looking at the world,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And it's very sad. I mean, I personally can't speak my mother tongue, which is Malayalam. I was brought up English, and I always thought speaking English, and I always thought I was an English person because of that. Tell my friends, no, I'm not Indian, I'm English.
Oh.
when I was very small.
Okay.
I think we all thought the language we spoke was what we were.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So I used to tell people I was English in school as well.
Yeah.
But, sadly,
not
me.
As poor post-colonial kids.
It was what we were taught to strive towards, unfortunately.
We are asking on social media about languages, right?
Yeah. So we are asking you whether you speak your mother languages regularly. So about 67% of you said yes, 10% of you said no, and 24% of you are trying to speak your mother language. You can join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Our phone lines are also open, 7733-2900.
We will be back after a quick word from our sponsors. You're listening to The Daily Digest on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.